Now, Saipan, it's a name that reminds many Irish people of our World Cup drama back in 2002, with that huge row between Ireland manager Mick McCarthy and star player Roy Keane. It's a football story and an Irish story that's so epic, they've made a movie about it. Have a listen.
What makes him a great player on the pitch makes him a pain in the ass off it.
Roy Keane is not going home.
People are one side or another.
Roy Keane's done nothing wrong.
I feel he's let down his country.
He can't be replaced.
He got us to the World Cup.
You're unmanageable.
No, it's you that can't manage. That's the problem.
What a bad joke.
He's the best player we have.
Earthquake shook the nation.
I don't think we're done.
You don't ever tell me we're done. I'm just getting started.
I imagine that would be bringing back almost PTSD for anyone who lived through it. That's Saipan, the movie. It had its world premiere at the Toronto Film Festival last night. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke, didn't get to fly over to Toronto, but she did get to see a preview of the movie yesterday in Dublin. Evelyn, gosh, an epic story. So good they made a movie about it.
Well, wait till you hear on you, Lola. I settled into my seat to watch Saipan, right? Popcorn in the hand, lights darkened. Up comes the film. What's the very first voice I hear on the movie for Saipan?
Tell me.
On your Lola's voice.
I know, you're not serious.
Your voice.
Am
your
I in a movie?
Yes. I nearly fell out of my chair. On your Lola's. Setting out the stalls, summing up the whole thing, presumably archived from 2002, where you explain to everybody that this is the story that's tearing the nation apart. And that's how it starts. And it's an absolute romp down my memory lane in terms of that. A few minutes later, actually, we hear Cathal McQuill, I presume, again, from Morning Ireland, talking about the fact that, will we look back at this in 20 years' time and go, oh, what God. Was all this madness? But that's how it starts. It's like getting on a plane, departing and landing right smack bang back in 2002. And it goes right back into that story, that epic build-up that we all lived through minute by minute, the build-up to Ireland's performance in the World Cup of 2002 with Mick McCarthy in one corner and Roy Keane in the other. And that's the story. It's that relationship and that build-up and what happened or what may have happened using all the archive. It's soaked in archive. It's soaked in kind of that press scrutiny. Remember the time, the articles, the headlines, the news, obviously the radio programmes. And it's an absolute trip down memory lane.
And even at the time, people were saying it was the biggest trauma, the biggest row nearly since the Civil War, in cultural and sporting terms at least. Look, this is a familiar story to anyone who lived through it, but there's a lot of people in their 20s and 30s, Evelyn, and this is all like ancient history. Does it capture the row and the impact of that row on the country in 2002?
I think so. I think really at the heart of it is the two performances, right? So Ian Hardwick, an absolute kind of notable rising star. He plays Roy Keane, you know, steely-eyed kind of Roy Keane. And then opposite him, because it really is about these two men and that relationship, is Steve Coogan playing Mick McCarthy. Apprehensive, nervous, you know, kind of very wary. And I think what the film strives to do, and I think did really successfully, was give a fair hearing to both. I mean, people have such, as you say, there was a touch of the Irish modern civil war about this, people rowing about it. But I think the film, it makes really careful decisions and it treats the subject seriously. Like, it's not cartoonish. It really gets into the poignancy of this, of the reputations that were at stake, but it's still really good fun to watch as well. But the things that are shocking about it are the standards. I mean, whatever you think about Roy Keane, when you see through his eyes things like the training pitch in Saipan, it is absolutely mortifying. Like, there's times you want to climb into your chair. They had no footballs for the first few days. It's boiling hot. They had no sunscreen. They had no water. And you have this absolute clash of cultures between Roy Keane, who is steely-eyed, who gets on the plane and says, lads, the work starts here. And then that's cut into all these ridiculous party scenes where the lads are off having a ball. And it's just that contrast between him sitting there so disciplined, so focused, saying, you know, being in the World Cup is a privilege. And then you cut to this kind of ludicrous party scene that's happening around, the amateurism of it. And literally there are times you want your skin to crawl. You're just mortified because obviously sport has changed unrecognisably. Ireland has changed unrecognisably from that time. So it really hauls you back into those kind of much more amateurish times. And I think it does it really well.
And of course, at the time, the country was focused on the row that happened in a room when McCarthy and the team got together and everybody was giving different accounts of what happened in that room. How does that movie capture that climactic row?
It's excruciating. You're sitting there, your heart, my heart was pumping out of my chest from it, because it's building up and the tension is ratcheting up. And is he going to go? Is he going to stay? We cut back to home, people speculating that he will stay, will he go? He nearly leaves, you know, and then you've this scene in the room. It's quite a modest room, you know, and it starts with Mick McCarthy standing up front, and it's this team meeting that Roy Keane has been hauled along to. But we've had close-up after close-up of Roy Keane's eyes. We know that there's something really strong going in there. He's been ringing home, ringing the long-suffering Teresa, the wife. Very entertaining, actually. He walks into the room and he just explodes. And it is quite a remarkable scene. He just goes for Mick McCarthy. He goes for the organisation. He goes for this. And it's a man trying to explain why he's so driven, I think. It's like the dreams that he had, the faith that he had, that he, this person feels that all of that has been kind of combusted. And Mick McCarthy's standing there. And like, it's a very poignant, dramatic scene. It's not cartoonish. It's not silly. It shows that moment was powerful and important for everybody in that room. And then that is a particularly strong, actually extraordinary scene.
I remember the heartbreak. And I presume these debates will be reignited when we see the movie here in Ireland. When will that be, Evelyn?
Very nerve-wracking, actually. And I suppose what the film might do might change people's minds a little bit. You know, I spoke to one journalist and both of us had moved our positions a bit, which I think says a lot about the movie, because usually people are so entrenched in it. At this point, it's going around on the festival circuit. It's going to hit the London Film Festival and then it's coming here. So we don't have a day for Ireland yet, but my goodness, I think people will flock to it when it comes.
All right, Evelyn, thanks very much indeed for that. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke there.